Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Psalm 10. Psalm 10, verses 1 through 11. Here's what the psalmist asks. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? You ever asked that question? Why do you hide yourselves in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him in all his thoughts. There's no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by him. He sneers at all his enemies. He says to himself, "Nothing will ever shake me." He swears, "No one will ever harm me." His mouth is full of lies and threats, and trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages from ambush. He murders the innocent. His eyes watch in secret for his victims. Like a lion in cover, he lies in wait. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, "God will never notice." He covers his face and never sees. The psalm reminds us that prayer is not just religious talk. It's real conversation with God. Prayer is not a robotic recitation. It's the pouring out of our raw feelings and emotions. God must laugh at our duplicity when he sees the chaos in our hearts and then hears the smooth prayer talk coming out of our mouths. David's communication with his father was always unfiltered. He tells God what the wicked are up to. They're arrogant, boasting about their depravity and rejecting God's laws. They're liars and murderers. They lie in wait like a lion and pounce on weak and innocent. They're convinced that God will never notice their actions. David protests that God's actions seem to prove them right. He argues that God seems to be keeping his distance and hiding himself from the trouble. As believers, we can get frustrated with life, weighed down by our situations. We are moved by injustice. We wonder, why, God? What are you doing when the wicked seem to prevail and the arrogant get their way? But David teaches us that prayer is telling God what's on our hearts and minds. Honoring God means being honest with God. Lord, I admit many times when my emotions are running deep, my prayers is shallow. There seems to be in my soul a prayer switch that I turn to disconnect what I say from what I really am feeling. Help me to be real in conversations with you. Remind me that honoring you means bringing honesty before you in my words and my emotions. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.